tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 11th of August, 2026, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today's news story comes from GB News. And like yesterday, it's about these universities and the courses that they offer. And it's almost like a vicious circle what we actually have going on here. We have students going to the university where they are taught nonsense about diversity, equality and inclusion. And they literally do courses on that. They get degrees in that. Then they get employed by another university, say, and they then teach the same nonsense to the students. Or they go out and they get a job in the real world as a diversity, inclusion and equality officer. And they're in a human resources department and they're effectively just trying to replace as many white people as possible and ignoring the fact that people don't have the qualifications for the job and they're just giving them the job because they're a female or because they're black or because they're Muslim. And it is just like a vicious circle that keeps repeating. And even if you're not actually doing one of these courses and you go to university, you're going to just soak up this atmosphere and then say they go on to become a teacher and then they're going to be teaching this stuff to the children. And we hear about the largest teaching unions in the country and how they have Zach Polanski to speak at their conference and how the question is, how can we turn our students into Antifa? Effectively, how can we make sure our students are anti-fascist? So they want to turn their students into Antifa. And it's like a vicious circle that has to be broken somewhere. It has to be broken. This particular news story is about the University of Brighton. Brighton is known as the gay capital of Britain. It used to have a Green Party MP, one of the only counties to have a Green Party MP. And it is particularly left-leaning. And I should imagine that the university there is also very left-leaning. The headline is UK University offers woke gobbledygook degree training up students for meaningful careers in DEI. I mean, how could you have a meaningful career in DEI unless you really hated white people? I guess then it could be quite meaningful because you would get a buzz out of every white person that you stopped from getting a job and every black person that you did give a job to. So I guess it could be meaningful, particularly for some white person that is self-hating, that really, really does hate his own people. Then it could be quite a meaningful career. This course is essentially training young people to be trans activists. It is a political radicalization course, one critic warned. So again, they're just teaching the students to be Antifa, I'd say, not necessarily just trans, but everything on the left. Students are known for being left wing in their ideas. There's a old adage that if you're not left wing by the time you're 20 or 25, then you've got no heart. And if you're not right wing by the time you're 35, then you've got no head. You've got no mind, effectively. So it is expected that young people will be left leaning. And the reason for that is because we are charitable people. White people are charitable. We care about others. We have concern about others. And it hurts us when we see something that we perceive to be unfair. And all of this is based on a good motive, because you look at things and you say, well, it's unfair. Black people don't do so well as white people. That's unfair on them in some way. But the reason for that isn't because white people are being unfair. White people are bending over backwards to help them. It's that black people have different, on average, they have a different IQ level to white people. And that's not the only thing that's different. They have different health problems. They have a different crime rate, different success in education, different reading and writing. There's just massive differences between them. And white people just bend over backwards to help them in every way that we possibly can. And I don't think it is helping them at all. I think it would be helping them much more to say, well, look, these people are different to white people. We're going to have to have a little bit more leeway for them because of this. And in actual fact, white people should work much harder because they're able to work much harder instead of looking at black people and saying, well, I only have to do as well as that person. I mean, really, we should be told that white people have the ability to be far more successful than black people, and therefore white people should work much harder at what they're doing, and they should be extremely grateful that they have this extra intellectual capacity. And I think that would be a much better way of dealing with things. And I think then black people might not have so much resentment of white people, because we're just teaching them to resent white people, and we're teaching white people to hate themselves. Especially our youth. It's terrible amongst the young people, the amount of white guilt that they laden them with in schools. A British university is offering places on a dedicated woke course, which will train up undergraduates to join the world of DEI. Students going through clearing this week have the chance to enrol on Brighton University's Politics, Sexuality and Gender BA course, aimed at preparing them for careers in diversity, equity and inclusion. So the politics side of that, it will all be left-wing politics, it will all be communist politics, sexuality, so homosexuality, all other kinds of sexuality that you could think of, gender, there will be transgender. And this is where our resources are going. This is the other problem. I mean, how much of our resources is going into this? I mean, you think about it. You don't just have these courses, you don't just have the brainwashing and all the investment that has to go into paying the people to brainwash the students. You also have all the resources that go into policing the internet and sending the literal police to go and track down people that point out inconsistencies with this narrative, and arresting them and putting them in jail, and having to come up with laws, speech laws, to prevent people from speaking about these things. I mean, it's just a huge amount of money and resources that actually go into forcing multiculturalism on the country. I mean, I always thought eventually we'll get to a point where literally every one of our resources will be forced into trying to hold something together, which is completely unnatural. I mean, naturally, we're supposed to live amongst our own people. That's what comes naturally to us. It's an unnatural situation to have different ethnic groups all crammed into one small territory. It's a completely unnatural situation. That's why they have to have all these resources put into pretending that it's not an unnatural situation, because all our senses tell us that it is unnatural and our instincts tell us that it is unnatural. So you have to have a massive amount of energy and investment into brainwashing people effectively so that they don't notice it. The students will learn under a decolonized approach and study topics like anarchism, imperialism and environmental politics. A decolonized approach, that means an approach that removes as many white people as possible from the curriculum. They'll study topics like anarchism, which is with no law, effectively, and teaching people that anarchism is a viable way to live is ridiculous. Because if you did have anarchism and you got rid of all laws, you got rid of all the police, then essentially you would just have the biggest, strongest thug would take over. And that's what you end up with when you don't have any laws. And you could say, well, that's what we've got today, basically, that the biggest thug took over. But over the years, they've managed to refine that big thug and get him to enforce laws to our benefits. And you go back over time, the Magna Carta, various acts of parliament that have gone after that, the rights for people, all of these things. So you had the strongest person that took over back then. And then over the centuries, we've worked on that strongest person to get them to create laws to protect us. Saying we should have anarchism is effectively going back to zero, and you would have nobody to protect you. You wouldn't have the police anymore. You wouldn't have the army anymore. And that doesn't mean that there wouldn't be police or there wouldn't be an army. It just means that it wouldn't be yours. You wouldn't have this resemblance of it being yours. You wouldn't have anybody that you could appeal to. I mean, it's a ridiculous idea when you actually look into it, anarchism. And yet this is the sort of thing that they will be teaching at this university. Imperialism. So what they'll be taught there is how dreadful the British Empire was. And how awful it was. Never mind the fact that it civilized all of these peoples, and didn't just civilize them, built up their countries, trained the people there so that they could read and write and manage the affairs of office, and then left the country and left it to them. If you look at India, and they talk about how terrible it was, the British Empire was in India. There was a very small minority of white people that were in India. And they managed to put up roads, railways, telegraph cables, telephone cables, universities, hospitals, got rid of the practice of throwing your wife on the fire at a funeral alive, got rid of the thuggy cult, got rid of the cannibalism, all these awful things that were going on there. And we built a civilization there effectively. And then when we left... When we left, literally within days, there was a mass war between the Muslims and the Hindus. And I forget how many hundreds of thousands of people were killed and raped, absolutely horrendous. And that happened when white people left. And yet we're told the British Empire was a terrible thing. Well, the British Empire was preventing that from happening. It was preventing these mass killings and rapes from going on. And that's just one example. And yet the people at our universities are taught that the British Empire was entirely negative. Environmental politics here. Again, they will be promoting the idea that we're having climate change, that it's a climate crisis, never mind the fact it was 5 degrees warmer in Roman times, never mind the fact that we've just had the best summer since the 1970s. Everybody's had a lovely time in Britain at the moment with this hot weather. It's been absolutely wonderful for the children. And yet we're being told that this is a terrible thing. This is a climate crisis that we're involved in. Well, if it was continuing to get warmer, it wouldn't be the hottest year since records began, would it? It'd be the hottest year since last year. And it's not. Anyway, we had a hot summer in the 70s. You get hot summers and you get changes in the climate. They used to grow wine here in Britain. 5 degrees warmer it was in Roman times. This is why you had people that were living in Scotland and in places in the north, because it was much warmer back then than it is now. So we shouldn't really be that worried about this. And if they're going to be so concerned about environmental politics, why are they building all these data centres? I mean, they're just telling us over here in Britain at the moment that we're going to have a drought, we have to have a hose pipe ban. What about these AI data centers then, which use tons and tons of water? What are they going to do in the future if they build these data centers? Are they just going to starve the people of water in order to keep these data centers going? Students will examine feminist, queer, and trans political movements, as well as historical and modern battles over sexuality and gender. And it just makes me question here. Do they ever have any right-wing courses? Of course they don't. Do they have any courses looking at the historical and modern political battles for the indigenous folk of Britain? Do they ever look at, and analyse the National Front marches in the 70s and say, look, what these people were saying is correct. Everything that they predicted that was going to happen today is now happening today. Well, of course we don't. Everything is completely one-sided. We're told we have a democracy and we have a left and a right, but in actual fact, everything is left-wing. There's no right-wing alternative to this course that's available at universities. Placements with local feminist and LGBTQI plus groups are built into the program to give students hands-on experience in the burgeoning DEI industry. Again, what is this industry? Well, it's all just there to replace white people, isn't it? That's the entire industry, is let's see how many white people that we can replace. So what is the experience that they have here, this hands-on experience? Well, local feminists and LGBTQI groups, how are they anti-white? Well, they teach people to not reproduce and have children, don't they? So they teach particularly white people to engage in same-sex relationships and not actually have any children. So that's one of the ways that it's anti-white. And also the way that it disintegrates society. If you have the promotion of this sort of thing within society, it makes it more difficult, particularly for men, to form brotherly bonds, because you're always going to have this concern that that this other person that you might want to form a brotherly bond with might take things in a sexual manner, might interpret it in a sexual manner. And it's going to make it difficult for male friendship to grow in the way that it should do. And that's going to harm society. And it has harmed society. It's harmed society in all sorts of ways. So that's why you can say that LGBTQI and all of those ideas are anti-white, and they weaken the nation, effectively. They weaken the bonds between the groups in the nation. When they graduate, they will be prepared for a range of meaningful careers in equality, diversity, and inclusion, or working for the public and third sector. So they're preparing them to go into the public sector as the civil servants and to introduce programs there in order to get more black and minority ethnics in working there and replace white folk and replace white people. It's amazing to me that white people could actually go along with this. They can't see this, because it will be full of white women, particularly, that go for these roles in the human resources department. But effectively what they're doing is self-harm. They're harming their own group. They're coming out with ideas of ways to hurt their own group. If you're not going to be working hard to put members of your own group into these positions, again, nobody else is going to do that. Why should we have to do this for these other people? I mean, we are objective anyway. White people are objective anyway. We'd rather take people on merit, and we see if somebody's doing well at something, then you're going to want them for the role. You're not going to deliberately say, well, that person will be better for the role, but he's got a different coloured skin tone to me, so I'm going to give this job to somebody who's not going to be so good in that role. I mean, your business would just collapse, wouldn't it, if you were taking on people that weren't actually the best for the job. So that doesn't happen. And yet that's what DEI is. That's what these people are told. They're told they have this unconscious bias, rather than actually having a bias towards people that have merit and qualifications. If they don't fancy the £50,000 in student loan debt, the course outline reassures them that knowledge is held in communities, not only in academic institutions. So I guess what they're saying there is where you can go out and join your local Antifa, or you can go out and join these LGBTQI groups, and you can go out and join these feminists, and you can learn from them anyway. Whilst postgraduate courses in similar fields already exist, this is thought to be the first at undergraduate level. Reform UK's Suella Braverman has pledged to make students privately fund their woke degrees, just days before the Mail revealed Brighton's gobbledygook course. So this is actually being put on for people as well. Students are not actually having to pay for this themselves. The country, the government, is paying for courses like this. And this is why I said yesterday, this employment of this Jason Arday, it's no good looking at the people there and blaming the people. It's baked into the system itself. And you can see that here, because the government is funding DEI courses like this so that that university students can go to. And then when they come out of the university, or they become a professor, or they become an academic, then they repeat the same mistakes, and they promote DEI, and they start replacing white people. Course leader Dr. Joe Kelland said, "With hard-won equalities under threat around the world, there has never been a better time to study the relationship between sexuality, gender, and politics. Attacks on reproductive and LGBTQIA plus rights have moved to the centre of political discourse." I really hate the way that they call murdering children reproductive rights, as if it's a right for a woman to kill her unborn child. I mean, that's effectively what that is. That's what abortion is. And that's what they call reproductive rights or women's rights, as if all women want to kill their own children. At the same time, exciting social movements are fighting for equality. And we can see that with this LGBTQIA+. You know, what's that plus going to be? I think a lot of us have suspicions already that the plus is going to be pedophiles. We already have in America, I think it was Scott Newsom in California, Gavin Newsom in California, and he legalized adult homosexuals to have sex with children because he said that it was disproportionately penalizing homosexuals, this law, about consent, effectively, and the age of consent. And we have UNESCO that's talking about the rights of a child. It doesn't mean the right of a child to a family. They think that children should have the right to consent to having sex with adults. So we can see the way that this LGBTQIA, where that is heading towards. And that's what this person is talking about when he says exciting social movements are fighting for equality. You know, part of it is also that they don't want to be called pedophiles. They want to be called minor attracted persons. And until Elon Musk took over Twitter, you could be banned from Twitter for referring to them as pedophiles instead of minor attracted persons. And of course, when Elon Musk took over, he got rid of all these pedophiles that were on there. Apparently, they moved to Blue Sky, which is this other left-wing social media organization. A lot of people on the left don't understand this. They don't understand how pedophilia is linked with these left-wing ideas. It's just beyond them to sort of understand that, because of course most right-thinking people are completely against it. But that is what goes on in the left. I mean, we can see it with their relentless pushing for more and more rights for homosexuals. I mean, it just in my lifetime used to be over 21, I think, was the age of consent for homosexuals. Then it was 18. Then it was 16. Then it was where we have to teach the children about this as an equal lifestyle to everybody else. Then we had to allow them to adopt children. Now we have to allow toddlers to be read to by drag queens in libraries, effectively adult entertainers. So you can see that they just continually push for more. And all of it is harmful for society. And this course is teaching people how to do this, how to advocate for more rights for homosexuals. And as it says here, for these new and upcoming exciting social movements, the plus there in the LGBTQIA plus. Anyone concerned about sexual politics and who wants to make a difference should apply for this course. Well, again, you wonder if there would be pedophiles that would apply for this course anyway, because that would give them my help on how they can advocate for what they wish. It comes with CCD entry requirements, although students with results as low as DDE have previously been accepted, the official clearing website reveals. So I don't know much about university. I never went to university. I'm wondering if that is the grades that they require. So to get into university, you need a CCD. I would have thought that you would need straight A's in the past to get into a university. They're saying here you can get there with a two D's and an E. But its listing describes the degree as cutting edge and hails its inclusive and intersectional approach to issues like trans rights and anti-gender movements. Intersectional, that's basically what the left do. They have like ethnic minority rights, homosexual rights, feminist rights. They're all linked together, all these different sections of society that push for these left-wing ideals. Some of its modules include queer writing, radical political economy and anarchist politics, and colonialism, capitalism, and climate crisis. The only party political guest speakers named on the course website are former Green leader Caroline Lucas and local Green councillor Sue Shanks. And again, I think Caroline Lucas, I think she was formerly the Green Party MP for Brighton, so she lives there. Last night, the Free Speech Union said Brighton must be truly desperate to offer a degree course in woke gobbledygook. Even students getting DDE in their A-levels are not dumb enough to fork out over £9,790 a year to listen to a local pink-haired activist lecture them about their lived experience. Well, I think he's wrong there. I think they will get people that join up on this course. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you're just motivated by money, if you look at what these diversity, inclusion and equity managers and directors, look at what they get, they're often some of the highest paid people in a company. It's an absolute racket what's going on here. So if all you were motivated by is money, then people would look at doing this because it would give them a qualification to get an extremely high paid job replacing white people. Stephanie Davies Arai of Transgender Trend told the Mail this course is essentially training young people to be trans activists. It is a political radicalization course. It will create a bubble of reinforcement for young people with already entrenched views who don't want to face reality and can't tolerate difference of opinion. It will make them unemployable outside the rarefied world of DEI. And this is the problem with everybody that goes to university, though. It's not just the ones that go on this course. I mean, the majority of them don't want to face reality and can't tolerate differences of opinion. They think that if somebody has a different opinion to them, they should be silenced. They should be cancelled. They should not be allowed to speak. They should not be allowed to say what they think because their views are beyond the pale. Effectively, they don't ever want to have their views challenged, and they're not used to having their views challenged, and they see having their views challenged as a physical attack on them. They see it as causing them harm. It means they're not safe. It's not safe for them in university because they might hear someone with a different opinion. So it's not just the people that are going on this course. It's the majority of university students. Chris McGovern of the Campaign for Real Education said DEI is a growth industry and the university is cashing in. And that is what I'm saying. It is a growth industry. It's a growth industry because of Tony Blair's Equality Act and everything that has come about since that, and everything that the government seeks to push on society. They want more of this. So, of course, the university is going to offer courses in it. He said, it is a fake degree that will not be taken seriously by many potential employers, apart from employers that want somebody with a DEI qualification, which is more and more of them. Places on the course will be filled by less able and more gullible school leavers. They deserve better. These students would be much better off pursuing vocational training. Well, society would be better off if they pursued vocational training. But personally, these people might be well off at the end of it because they'll get such high paid jobs. That is, unless this all this diversity, equity and inclusion thing comes crashing to the ground, which is a possibility with the move towards the right that politics has taken. GB News has approached the University of Brighton for comment, and clearly they got no comment. Now, we've got 5 minutes or so left here at the end, and I've got another article here, which is basically a symptom of all of this DEI and the DEI officers that we have. And this is in the police force. And so this is to do with the way that these policies are acted upon in the police. The headline is Female Police Officer Fired and Blacklisted Over Transgender Joke. And this comes from Breitbart. A female detective in Britain has been fired and reportedly placed on a blacklist that includes rapists and murderers after she criticised her force's LGBT policies as appeasing people with, quote, cocks in frocks, close quote. Now, 25 years ago, that was a very common phrase, and it wasn't seen as negative. It wasn't seen as pejorative. It was the sort of thing that transvestites might refer to themselves as, in actual fact. There used to be like a DJ transvestite group, Trannies with Attitude, they used to call themselves. And they used to refer to themselves as cocks in frocks. So it was not seen as a negative term back then. Yet today it is. So again, this is an example of how language, which was perfectly normal 20 years ago, has now been criminalised and can be used to prevent people from speaking their opinion. I mean, this woman was basically criticising the LGBT policy when she referred to this. Detective Constable Rachel Fletcher has been fired for gross misconduct after she openly denounced guidelines from her former Northumbrian police force in which supposedly transgender offenders could request to be strip searched by a female officer. So all she did was just criticise the guidelines that she had been given, and she's been sacked and she's been put on a list with rapists and murderers, because that's how seriously they see this. They see it that if you are using forbidden words, then that is perhaps even worse than actual violence against somebody. And what they're saying here is that it's the equivalent of murder or rape. According to the Daily Mail, Fletcher was reported to a disciplinary panel by multiple male colleagues over her use of the phrase "cocks in frocks" when criticising the transgender policy of the police force. Her male colleagues also told the panel that they were offended when they overheard Fletcher apparently joking with another female officer about imposing a curfew on men to prevent evening sex attacks. And of course, that's just a joke. I mean, it's basically the joke police, isn't it? She was also claimed to have been overheard saying that all men are rapists. However, Fletcher insists that she merely stated that all rapists are men. Well, she may have got that back to front when she said it. I mean, we all say things, get things mixed up, think we said one thing when in actual fact we said the other. So, I mean, it is possible that she did get that mixed up and say it the other way around. But is it really that serious? Due to her being fired from his gross misconduct, the 20-year police veteran will now be barred from any future policing work and will be put on a blacklist for sacked officers, which includes a former Met officer, Wayne Cousins, who was found guilty of kidnapping and killing a woman in London. The blacklist also includes serial rapist David Carrick, a former member of the Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Unit, who was found guilty of raping over a dozen women. Fletcher's inclusion on the blacklist comes despite her reportedly being critical in the investigation that led to paedophile Ross Jackson being jailed last year. So by all accounts, she's a good police officer, and she puts this paedophile in jail, but because she used a joking term to refer to transgenders, she's now going to be sacked. Northumbria Police said that she had made sexist, inappropriate and offensive as well as transphobic remarks. Commenting on her sacking and inclusion on the officer blacklist, Fletcher remarked, "Offending colleagues does not make me a danger to the public, yet my name is now on a list with rapists and murderers." She added in an interview with feminist campaigner Julie Bindel, "Without doubt, these trumped-up allegations came about because the entire force has been captured by gender ideology." And I wonder if it was men that actually reported her, these men that have been completely brainwashed with this, rather than it even being women, because one of these comments was about men being rapists. So it might well have been a man that reported her. Imagine that. You've got to be fearful that your colleagues might report you because of a word you might say. I mean, what sort of a working atmosphere must they have after they've been through all this brainwashing? She added, "They went on a massive fishing expedition to gather as much dirt on me as possible so they could get rid of the big-mouthed feminist." Fletcher said that she intends on challenging her firing at an employment tribunal and plans to argue that her expressed opinions are protected beliefs for which she should not have been sacked. Of course, I disagree with the feminist ideology, but I do think she should be able to make a joke, and I think it's ridiculous that the woman's been sacked for effectively using a phrase that was very, very common 25 years ago. I mean, perhaps it shows her age, basically, that she's using a phrase like that. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless, and hail victory.